Hello, and welcome to The Natural Life with Dr. Sam. Each week, I will be providing educational medical information on how your body functions and ways to take care of yourself naturally and holistically. While the saying you are what you eat is true, it is also true on how you eat. In today's busy modern world, many people rush eating meals, skip chewing their foods properly, or simply decide to drink their foods instead. However, this can lead to digestive issues such as bloating and weight gain and consistent overeating because the body is not getting the proper nutrition it needs from the poorly chewed foods. Like Horace Fletcher quoted, "Nature will castigate those who do not masticate." Proper nutrition is not just about eating good quality foods, but also allowing the body to have proper responses to food, which can simply be done by chewing your food. After all, digestion of food begins in the mouth instead of the stomach. Preparing and smelling your food activates your salivary glands to produce saliva and prepare for the digestion of foods. Saliva moistens the food for easy swallowing and contains a digestive enzyme to break down food into simpler molecules for absorption. To chew, the muscles of chewing need to be activated. They are associated with the movements of the jaw, also known as the TMJ or the temporal mandibular joint. These four muscles are the masturbator, the temporalis, the medial pterygoid, and the lateral pterygoid. They allow the mouth to move in all directions, up and down, side to side, and back and forth, so that the teeth can cut and grind the food. As you have probably already noticed, not all of your teeth are the same size and shape, and that is for a good reason. Your teeth are different sizes and shapes because they each play a different role in the food chewing process. Your front teeth, called the incisors, help cut and bite food into manageable pieces. Your canines, also known as the vampire teeth, help grip and tear food. And finally, the premolars and molars, the large and flatter teeth in the back of the mouth, help crush and grind up food, making it small enough to swallow. While chewing food, your brain is also getting signals from the taste buds present on your tongue and activating your immune system. Your taste buds pick up on four basic flavors. There's sweet, salty, sour, and bitter. Flavors to the brain from the taste buds can trigger emotions and memories with the food flavors, which could explain your food cravings. New research has shown that chewing your food releases a protective immune cell that fights against infections commonly found in the mouth. Doing such a simple task like chewing your food has so many benefits. Food gets more exposure to your saliva. More nutrients and energy is absorbed from your food. You maintain an ideal weight. You have easier digestion, good teeth health, and enjoy your food more. Some tips on chewing are: chew your food around 20 to 30 times per bite. We want it to be like a pace. Eat mindfully in a calm environment. Put down your fork, spoon, or whatever you use after each bite to give yourself time to chew the food already in your mouth. And wait to drink fluids until you have swallowed. Give yourself the time to enjoy your food, as it is giving you literally its life for you to have energy and the essential nutrition your body needs to function. This has been The Natural Life with Dr. Sam, brought to you by KBMFLP Butte. As always, when it comes to your health, you reap what you sow. Until next time, best of health. Butte.